This is HPR episode 1889 entitled, Experiencing the Megapad T02 Part 1. It is hosted by a shadowy figure and is about 13 minutes long. The summary is, and now for something completely different.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
You are listening to A Shadowy Figure on Hacker Public Radio. Tonight I'll be discussing the Megapad T02. It's a PC stick using the Intel Z3735F Atom processor with 2 gigs of RAM. It's basically an Intel compute stick with an extra USB port. What follows is a dramatization of my experiences with the T2. Enjoy, faithful listeners. It was a night just like any other night down at Mad Dog Dave Morris's pool hall. Except tonight I wasn't finding any luck at all with the dames. Seems all the sweethearts just want to hang around with guys lugging around big iron microphones who record for Hacker Public Radio. I didn't stand a chance with heavy hitters like Ahuka the Hun and John the Killer Culp roaming around the joint breaking broads' hearts as often as they go through a pack of Lucky Strikes on a whiskey binge. I knew I had to do something, and had to do something fast. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any Barbies left for me to apply my kung fu grip. I needed answers. The kind of answers you can't find in a den of debauchery on a Saturday night with a maxed out credit card and a half a pack of smokes. So I eased my way towards the exit, hoping nobody would notice I hadn't paid my bar tab. I made my way across the parking lot to my gunmetal gray 70 Roadrunner with a pistol grip shifter, posi traction, and a Carter 800 thermal quad. I made a beeline out of there like an American politician avoiding a lie detector test. Stopped by the 5150 24-hour pawn shop to see what they had in big iron microphones. behind the counter greeted me wearing a gas mask. I didn't ask. He didn't tell. I told him I wanted some audio equipment that helped me bag the elusive split-tailed blonde fox. He showed me an assortment of some used earbuds with one side tied in a knot. Said he got them from some Dutchman needing some dough for green wheels. I asked what sort of deranged lunatic ties one side of their earbuds in a knot. He replied, "This sort of deranged lunatic. And the kind of guy who prefers green wheels over black." I didn't reply to the man in the gas mask. I just sort of eased my way backwards towards the door. I tipped my hat as I made my way out of there before any of that weirdness rubbed off on me. I knew I needed to look beyond the borders of my sleepy little town to score the big iron I needed to land a damsel in distress in my dusty old lap. So I got on a horn with an old fence I knew from the Big Easy, David Dirty Dog Whitman. He owed me a favor for bailing him out of an embarrassing situation involving a whistle from a box of Cap'n Crunch.
"We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service."
He told me he could get me the big microphone I wanted, but he'd have to go to some sort of bay to get it. I told him whatever it takes. I couldn't stand another day of seeing NY Bill walk out the door with a dame I'd had eyes on all night. About a week later, I found a brown paper package on my doorstep with a note attached to it saying, "We're even." My days of playing second fiddle to a multimeter modifier was coming to an end. I brought the package inside and tore it open like it had an extension to my favorite body part hidden within. And in a way, it kind of did. The Blue Yeti microphone I unpacked filled me with a feeling of power and authority over the teeming masses of the HPR audience. Not to mention all the dames back at Mad Dogs. My favorite body part reacted favorably. I tried to plug the Yeti into my rig, but just like the story of my life, I just couldn't find the right slot. This was the last straw. I've gotten all the use I can out of my IBM 386 PS2 Model 70. It's time to upgrade in the name of desperation. Word on the street was Curtis C. Prompt Atkins had some hot hardware burning his fingertips and was looking to unload some mini-stick computers. I don't like the idea of owning anything called a mini-stick. Word getting around that a shadowy figure had a mini-stick could be devastating to my reputation. But I was desperate. So I hopped on Telnet and located C. Prompt. I told him to meet me down by the tracks at midnight, and to come alone. We met at the corner of TRS and 80th Street, on a bench next to a water fountain. He asked me if I had the dough. I said, "Yeah, you got the rig?" "Yeah, I got the rig," he said. I replied, "How much you want for it?" He told me 72 clams. I peeled off 4 Jacksons and told him to keep the change. C-Pomp lived up to his reputation of delivering cool stuff. The Mego Pad T02 stick computer fit in the palm of my hand like a Sega Master System game controller. And the specs weren't all that bad for the price. It has a Z3735 processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and dual USB ports. I took it back to my mountain fortress and plugged it into my Sony Trinitron through a series of attachments and extensions that looked like they came out of a science fiction movie from the 40s. Once I hit the power button and saw the Unity desktop spring to life, I was happier than a bull in a vagina shop. But all was not well. I needed to go into the setup option on startup in order to keep the system from freezing on the purple screen of loneliness before the system boots. It also runs a Chinese edition of Ubuntu, so I was seeing Chinese characters in places I couldn't get rid of. Ubuntu let me know it wanted to do an update, and who am I to say no? A half an hour into the update, the system failed due to poor Wi-Fi reception, even though the T2 was within half a meter of my Netgear 600. When I rebooted, the operating system was gone. I didn't shed any tears, being as I was just going to wipe the system anyway and put LXLE or Kubuntu on it. I loaded a thumb drive with LXLE and gave it a go on the Mego Pad. No dice. The Mego Pad treated LXLE like a bulldog chewing a wasp. So I tried Ubuntu, but the Wi-Fi wasn't available. So I dug an old Ethernet to USB adapter out of my desk drawer I got from Frank the Beard Bell in exchange for a baggie full of yeast. Don't ask. I plugged the Ethernet adapter into the T2 and fired up Ubuntu for a fresh install. All went well until I rebooted to find the install didn't stick. I took it personal. Special thanks to Kevin McLeodic and Compitech.com for his awesome music. And to the many contributors to freesound.org for their sound effects contributions. You can find out more in the show notes. This entire episode was recorded using a Blue Yeti microphone on a Mego Pad T02, so you know there'll be a follow-up. This is a shadowy figure signing out from the darkness.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.